Let's try looking at the human body a little differently today. I mean, forget flesh and bone for a second and picture it as this incredibly sophisticated, high-performance machine. Today, we're going to pop the hood and see what actually makes it work.
Think about it. You walk around all day. You don't even have to think about it. But every single one of those steps is this complex dance of levers, engines, and pulleys, all working together perfectly. So how does it really all work? Well, let's find out.
So here's what we're going to cover. We'll start by looking at the machine and its parts. Then we'll dive into the physics of how it all moves. After that, we'll learn the language to describe that motion. And finally, we'll talk about how to do a little debugging on your own system. Okay, let's get right into it. To understand how this machine moves, we first have to get familiar with the hardware. You know, what are the parts and how are they all connected? Okay, so every single muscle has two main connection points. First, you've got the origin. Think of this as the anchor point. It's attached to the bone that's going to stay put. Then you have the insertion, and that's the part attached to the bone that's actually going to move. This simple idea, an anchor and a moving part, is where all movement begins. And here's something really cool. Muscles never, ever work alone. They always work in pairs. You have the agonist, that's the main muscle doing the work, the star of the show. But at the exact same time, its partner, the antagonist, has to relax and lengthen to allow that movement to happen. It's this beautifully coordinated tug of war that gives us smooth, controlled motion. So what's actually holding all this stuff together? Well, you can think of it as two different kinds of heavy-duty cables. Tendons are what connect your muscles to your bones. They're the things that transmit the pulling force. Ligaments, on the other hand, connect bone to bone. They're all about stability, keeping your joints secure.
All right, so we've got the parts list down, but how do they actually create movement? It all comes down to some pretty simple physics, believe it or not. Your body is basically just a really, really cool system of levers.
It works like this. Your bones act as the rigid bars of the lever. Your joints? Those are the fulcrums, the pivot points. And the muscles provide the force. So when a muscle contracts and pulls on a bone, it creates rotation around that joint. And boom, you've got movement. And inside our bodies, we're actually using three different types of levers. Each one is built for a slightly different job. Some are designed for strength. Others are all about speed. Let's quickly run through them. First up, we have the first class lever. The easiest way to picture this one is a seesaw. The joint, or the fulcrum, is right there in the middle, between the muscle's force and whatever it is you're trying to move. It's a really versatile setup that can give you an advantage in either strength or speed.
A perfect real-world example is just a pair of scissors, the pivots, right in the middle. And in your own body, just nod your head. That joint where your skull meets your spine acts as the fulcrum, balancing the weight of your head against the pull of your neck muscles.
Next is the second class lever, and this one is the powerhouse. It's designed purely for strength. In this setup, the load you're trying to move is in the middle between the joint and where the muscle is pulling. This gives you a huge mechanical advantage.
The classic example everyone thinks of is a wheelbarrow, right? It lets you lift something super heavy with way less effort. Well, you use this exact system every single time you stand up on your tiptoes. The ball of your foot is the pivot, your body weight is the load, and your powerful Achilles tendon provides that massive force to lift everything up.
And finally, we have the third class lever. Now, this one's different. Here, the muscle applies its force between the joint and the load. So it's not great for raw strength, but what it is amazing for is generating speed and creating a huge range of motion. So here's a quick question for you. Which of these three types do you think is the most common in the human body? The strength-focused second class? The versatile first? Nope. It is by far the third class lever. And that tells us something incredible about our own design. We aren't machines built for brute force. We are machines built for speed and range of motion. Okay, on to our next section. We've got the parts, we've got the physics. Now we need a way to talk about what the machine is actually doing. We need to learn the language of motion. The easiest way to do this is to imagine the body being sliced by three invisible panes of glass. First, you've got the sagittal plane, which divides you into left and right halves. That's for all your forward and backward movements. Then there's the frontal plane, which divides you into front and back. That's for side-to-side stuff. And finally, the transverse plane cuts you into top and bottom. That's where all the twisting happens.
So in that forward and back sagittal plane, you really just have two basic movements, flexion and extension. Flexion is just bending a joint, making the angle smaller. Think of doing a bicep curl. Extension is the opposite, straightening that joint back out. Simple.
And in that side-to-side frontal plane, we have abduction and adduction. Abduction is easy to remember. You're moving a limb away from the center of your body, kind of like a UFO abducting someone. And adduction is when you add it back toward the midline. See, it's pretty straightforward.
Okay, for our last section, let's put all this new knowledge to work. We're going to do a little troubleshooting on our system and talk about something we all deal with at some point, posture and muscular imbalances.
So, let's tackle a super common problem. People often ask, why does my pelvis seem to tilt forward? You may have heard this called anterior pelvic tilt, and it often contributes to lower back pain. Well, the answer goes right back to that agonist-antagonist relationship we talked about earlier.
What's happening here is literally a muscular tug of war that one side is losing badly. On one side of the rope, you've got these really tight, overactive muscles, your hip flexors and your lower back, and they are constantly pulling your pelvis down and forward. Meanwhile, the team on the other side, your hamstrings and your abs, are too weak or switched off to pull back. The result? The whole system gets pulled out of alignment.
And that's really the key takeaway for all of this. Your posture isn't just something static. It's an active, dynamic tug of war happening in your body all the time, every second of the day. And the moment you can figure out which muscles are pulling too hard and which ones aren't pulling hard enough, that's when you can actually start to fix the problem and get your machine running smoothly again.
So there you have it. Your body is this incredible, intricate machine, fine-tuned for speed and complex movement. The real question to leave you with is this. Now that you understand a little more about the hardware, the physics, and the programming, how are you going to choose to operate your machine?